Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of Matthew Speaks Sometimes. The time is now 6:47 a.m. in Costa Rica, making it 7:47 in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas. Recording this outside in the little garden area while looking at some trees, listening to birds and other things. It helps if there is some dead space to just kind of sit here and listen to life. So why start a podcast? Oh, I don't know. I've got time on my hands, it seems. I've been in Costa Rica a little over a month now. I think we're finally settled in. Stayed a couple weeks at an Airbnb when we got here. Moved there. Moved here. Have everything unpacked except our art. It's still in our suitcases. We need to have somebody come and help us hang things on the wall, make sure we don't hurt the walls. And then we can get that out of suitcases, and then we can put our suitcases into storage and then get them out of our studio apartment. It's two people, a cat and a dog, in a studio apartment, so we can get a little cramped. We've got the kitchen basically set up. We're still trying to find a small kitchen island to put on the other side of the kitchen. If you can picture it, there's shelving, a convection oven, a sink on one side, and then maybe like 2 to 3 footsteps away is a wall, so it's not big. Thinking of putting a small ish, you know, island there, putting a microwave on it and some pots and pans. Clearing off what little counter space we have and putting it on that. But anyway, that's just things that I'm doing. Got all this time on my hands, so I've been doing things I've been wanting or thinking about doing for a long time now. Things that I neglected, or things that didn't really have time for. Now I have all this time, and I did it all in a month, which is kind of funny. You think you don't have time, and then you do it in 30 days. And you're like, shoot, I had time. I just didn't make time. I don't know. When I got here, first thing I did was I was more active on Facebook. Turned my Facebook into a professional Facebook so I could see and track what my posts are, what people are engaging with posts. And then I got a subscription to Canva and created a website. And then as soon as I did that, I started seeing ads about how people were moving away from Canva. And I was like, no, I am not going to do that. I'm not going to listen to you, ads. I like Canva. From what everyone tells me, it's basic, but I'm pretty basic too, so it matches me. And what else did I do? Using Canva, I started a sticker shop on Redbubble. I tried Etsy, but Etsy didn't like my phone number anymore. I had to port my phone number into Google Voice before I left the US so I could keep it. And now when I try to set up an account with Etsy, it's like, we don't recognize this number. And I'm like, okay, cool. But apparently the good people at Redbubble don't care. I mean, you only get 20% of the things that you make, but I mean, really, I'm just making the design. They're doing everything else. If I say I want it on a shirt, they manufacture the shirt. You know, if you want it on a mug or a coaster or even a sticker, they do it all. You just make the art. So 20% works for me. And I started an Instagram. I had one a long time ago, but deleted it because it's just a waste of time. But I figure if I'm going to up my social media presence, if I have this time on my hands, see if I can get some followers on the hopes that I might get monetized. Even though with the amount of followers I have, that's next to impossible. But I started at like 320, maybe, when I started engaging more in Facebook, and now I'm up to like 470 in a month. So I say that's a plus. I mean, 100 people plus, 100 plus people in a month might be bad to a lot of people. You know, a lot of people just skyrocket to success, but, you know, I'm not looking for success, you know. Just looking for a revenue, you know, something. I've applied for a couple things. Travel advisor, you know, remote things. Nothing's really panned out yet. There's a lot of scams out there. A lot of people are preying on people that want to work remotely instead of in an office. I don't fully understand that. think maybe they're jealous. I don't know. They're probably not jealous. They probably work from home too. So they make it harder for people that want to do that. You know? Or a lot of things I've been seeing you have to pay into. And I'm like, well, that's opposite of what I want to do. So, what did I do after that? I started a YouTube channel, started going on hikes. Posted 3 longish videos, about 5 minutes apiece. And then I started uploading shorts. Then I started seeing that more people watch shorts than they do the long form videos, which is true for me too. You know, I scroll a lot. Only thing I really watch for long periods of time on YouTube is Taskmaster. I just finished season 19. Now I'm waiting for season 20. That's what I've been doing with my time. So I figured, why not start a podcast? You've got all these platforms now. Oh, no, yeah, I mentioned that, the website. Sometimes I forget. But start a podcast, promote what you've got going on, you know? Mention the website, mention the links on the website, mention the YouTube channel and the Facebook and the social media things, you know, get your name out there. That was the thought process. I don't know. I figure these little recordings will be about 20-ish minutes long. They're not going to be long, you know, maybe even 15 minutes. I'm at 12:45 right now. Maybe it's the same with people that listen to podcasts. They listen to short ones, or they listen on the road. Maybe podcasts are for people that drive into work or like to go on road trips. I like going on road trips. I like driving. I spent the better part of yesterday in the back seat of a car, and oh my god, when I got out of that car, I wanted to hurl. You know, we went to the mall yesterday, we had to wear a mask, which is fine. I just can't breathe well in masks. I think I need like a better ventilated mask if I'm gonna wear it for an extended period of time. I feel like there's no flow. You breathe and it just comes right back in your face, which I think is the point. You're not supposed to breathe in what other people are breathing in, just your own breath. And I'm like, oh my god. What if you don't like your own breath? I brush my teeth. Don't take it there. You hear all the dogs barking? There are 18 animals in total here, mostly dogs. I think there are about 5 or 6 cats. The rest are dogs. Yeah, what time is it now? 7:02. And I'm about to hit the 15-minute mark. Okay, well. So yeah, for a first episode, I think that I don't know if that went well or if I just kind of rambled. Maybe I need to start thinking of what I'd like to talk about, or maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just get on here and ramble and end up talking about the same thing over and over again. Or will anyone even listen to this? Is this just me? I don't know. Only thing you can do is try. You don't try, you never failed, right? Yeah. That's my new motto. I'm gonna try everything. I have time, I'm gonna try. If I have time and I don't try, then I have failed. Alright. That's all for today. I'll see you next time.